free financial advice now. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates put some of your questions to our regular personal finance commentator, Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post.
Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
We have a question from a listener who caught the tail end of an interview that we did earlier. The listener writes, I heard you on the radio talking about bonds, but I don't remember much about what you said except that they were e-bonds. Michelle, can you help this listener?
They were talking about a broadcast from September 9th in which I was talking about I-bonds as in ice cream. And this is a bond for people who are risk averse or who are worried about inflation. And it's called a Series I Inflation Index Savings Bond, which was introduced in 1998 by the U.S. Treasury. And basically, the earnings on these bonds are two-part. You've got a fixed interest rate on the bond and then a rate that is tied to inflation, which is why they're called inflation index savings bonds. So if you don't want to take a lot of risk, but you do want to fight inflation, these are the bonds for you. But you want to think very seriously about investing in them now, particularly because the rate has dropped.
And so, Michelle, if I want one of these I-bonds or some of these I-bonds, I go to a bank and ask for them, and they're going to know what I'm talking about.
They absolutely will. Go to your bank or a credit union or a savings institution. And listen, you can go right on the internet and buy them right from the government at savingsbond.gov.
Okay, here's another one from someone who needs to unload a timeshare apartment. Dear Michelle, do you know of a maximizing way to sell timeshares? Michelle, I think we've all been offered a deal on a timeshare apartment at one time or the other. Is there any advice for this listener?
There is. There are lots of websites. One that I found the most useful is run by a group called Timeshare Users Group. Timeshare Users Group. If you go online, and this site is full of information on how to buy and sell a timeshare. And also, you might want to go to the Federal Trade Commission's website and type in the search engine timeshare, and they have lots of advice on buying a timeshare, selling a timeshare, things that you need to look out for. Because lots of people are buying timeshares, but the most important thing is you should not buy a timeshare thinking that it's an investment. Most timeshares do not hold their value, and you're not going to get the price that you paid or profit. Timeshares are not an investment. And don't count on getting all your money that you put back into it.
I think we have time for one more question, and this one comes from a pre-med student in North Carolina. She writes, is it wise to go to school full-time, or should I continue to work part-time and take the classes I need one at a time? I'm also concerned about the cost of medical school. Is it worth it to go ahead and try to go to medical school, or is it too late for me now that I'm a wife and a mother? That's a toughie, huh?
It is a toughie, and I'm a wife and a mother, and I don't know how she would find the time, because I can barely find time to take a bath. But listen, is the money that you're going to put out to get that education going to be made back up, say, in higher income? If it is, then it could be worth it. And you also have to look at the downtime from your family. You may want to delay going back to school if you have small children. It's a very personal decision, but you need to look at your whole financial picture. The last thing you want to do is go back to grad school and come out in a worse financial position than when you went in.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and takes a look at financial stuff for us every Tuesday. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, and you can send questions for Michelle to us at daytoday@npr.org. Just put question for Michelle in the subject line. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.